Joining us this morning from the 12th Legislative District, Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me with you.
Well, good to have you. See, I'm a little confused. We've got to have this long-term care tax. We have an opportunity to opt out, but there's nothing to opt out to. What do we do?
Yeah, well, November is kind of an important month for this long-term care program. It's known as the Washington Cares Fund. It's a law that was based on a bill that the legislature approved in 2019. It's essentially a tax on every working person to pay for a state's long-term care program that is being established. It equates to about $5.80 for every $1,000 of earnings. And basically, people have to pay into this, you know, but they have the option to get exempted from the program November 1st, but in order to get exempted from the program, you have to purchase private long-term care. So it's just kind of a way of the legislature forcing everyone to purchase long-term care or to pay into this program. I voted against the bill, but I do support long-term care. I mean, it's those of us that have family members, we are all somewhat connected to this issue. It is a very important issue that should not be diminished in any way. But I think this particular program that the legislature set up is going to be very burdensome, especially for younger workers who are paying into this, you know, $5.80 for every $1,000 they earn for their entirety of their working career. A lot of young people who are saving for a house or trying to pay off student loans are paying into this program, and they may never, well, many of us may never need long-term care, or the way this was structured, it's not portable. So if people move out of Washington State, they can't qualify for long-term care. Mm-hmm. So it is a problematic law, in my opinion. I think it will be burdensome on workers and reach into people's pocketbooks. So I voted against it, and if people do want to opt out of it, they have until November 1st to contact a private insurance carrier who will provide them a long-term care program.
The challenge, Senator, is we've had an opportunity to visit with many of those folks who would typically provide that service, but the long-term care provider carriers, the insurance providers, they've left the state. They're not offering it any longer.
Yeah, and they've been overwhelmed, too. That's another thing. So we've actually... Senate Republicans have called upon the governor. We all voted against the bill, but we have called upon the governor to suspend the program. It's like, hey, you have these emergency powers and you're doing all these things because of this emergency. Why not suspend this program, and we'll meet for the legislative session in January and we can look at, you know, some ways to fix it. But this particular piece of legislation over the past couple years, we've had climate cap and trade bills. We've had this new capital gains income tax. We've had a whole host of police reform measures and other proposals that have been coming down the pipeline as this sort of tidal wave of new policies. And so this is one of them that sort of went under the radar, even though it was hotly debated in Olympia and, you know, during the legislative session. I think publicly, statewide, it's kind of gone under the radar until now and has created this jam among the private providers, and people are leaving the state, and it's just kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the legislative session. We have one coming up here in January. How are you all getting prepared for that upcoming session? It's a shorter session. What do you have to do to get ready?
Right. Well, every year around this time in November, the legislature does convene for what we call committee days, where we meet in committees, but it's really an opportunity to meet with their caucus, to, you know, interact with legislators from other areas. And we do that in the middle of November. And then also the Senate Republicans are taking 2 or 3 days for a strategy retreat to kind of talk about what our plans and policies are and our proposals for next legislative session. So we do all that usually in November. Then we have the holidays, and then we start the session. The session begins January 10th. And we'll go for 60 days this year.
All right. And then where are we on the redistricting issue?
November is a key month for that as well. So the redistricting process takes place approximately every 10 years based on the census data. The redistricting commissioners have been releasing proposals. They will decide on final maps by November 15th. So just a few weeks away, they will release their final map. And then the legislature will ratify those in January of 2022. So we're right around the corner for having legislative maps and federal congressional district maps for the next 10 years.
All right. A great report this morning, Senator. We'll look forward to the January session where we can get the regular updates on the doings, and hopefully we'll get some relief on this long-term care tax.
That sounds great, Jeff. I appreciate the chance to make a community connection with you, and I'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again, Senator Brad Hawkins from the 12th District, making a community connection this morning.